It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, a good week this week. It started off a bit poor, but all of a sudden the market caught fire. We got back into a demand situation, and we noticed once again that demand for quality cotton is reasonably strong, but more particularly, it's extremely limited in the quantity of supply. Thursday's action, Friday's action, are both up extremely strong, depending on the contract, up 6 to 7% in just 2 days. And back up to the 65.5 cent level, or 66.5 cent level. But what was until today, the nearby, with May going first notice day, that the July contract now becomes the lead contract. We're above 65.5 cents on that one. So that's back where we were a couple of weeks ago, and back to the level that we continue to talk about. The more and more times we bounce back, slip that back down again, come back to 65, come back to 66 cents, then the stronger the market gets. And we're beginning to put in a rather significant wedge in the market that, to me, suggests, along with the other factors, that technical signal that's pointing to higher prices. Who recognize it? Some people say it's too early to say that, and officially and formally it is too early to say that, but trying to mesh, in my opinion, the fundamental factors with the technical factors, I think this technical flag that's somewhat in the process of forming is extremely strong and tells us this market move will move higher. The real strength began with the export report. It came out. It was exceptionally strong. Over 250,000 bales or so sold this marketing year and next marketing year, and including both Upland and the two different marketing years, as well as Pima. So, again, demand extremely strong. We saw demand from a multitude of countries. And also, we do have to make the point that this demand came in 63 cents and below, or either 64 cents and below, 63.5 cents. So we found excellent market support, again, at a price level that's a bit higher than where we have been finding price support. Again, the point being I want to make there is that we're seeing higher and higher lows. And that, of course, is, as we said last week, the basis of an uptrend. So we're trying to move to this uptrend. We have to be very concerned internationally as we look to see what kind of acreage we're going to have in China. We get many reports conflicting to that matter. But at the same time, basically, the concerns that we've expressed to you of the reduction in Chinese acreage are real. In fact, acreage is going to be a double-digit reduction on a percentage basis. It could be up to 16, 17%. With strong finishes today, patterns that we're seeing with respect to anticipated plantings globally, with what we're seeing here in the United States, yes, we're behind planting here in the U.S., but not so far yet that we could not make it up in a week or two, actually. But we still get peppered with moisture. We've got some dry water. Had some land work done this past week, and then all of a sudden the bottom dropped out again. It's the latest, but I think we'll be back in the field throughout the Mid-South and the Southeast first week. What we've seen because of demand and because of the quality cotton this past week has brought this market forward, and I would anticipate that we would continue to float around this 65-cent level. And as I've cautioned you a number of times, we take 63 cents and go 2.5, 3 cents above. We take 63 cents and go 2 cents below, and that's going to be our trading range continue. Thanks so much for your time. Hope it was worthwhile.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.